Thank you. This is Negi speaking, and this is the result for second quarter. Looking at the numbers, 10% growth in revenue and also 25% in terms of operating profit. This is a negative number. It may not look very interesting, but looking at the lower lines, there was a major impact by the exchange rate. So excluding that, there was an 8% growth in terms of net sales. And in terms of a pre-GAAP, positive 16% growth. So there are three factors that we need to consider for this negative impact. First of all, the exchange rate. And secondly, tipping point, a goodwill amortization. And the third point is profit or margin for tipping point itself. 3 months' worth of numbers are included for tipping point, but in terms of sales, not everything is included or reflected. I would like to explain this later. And you can see the general trend overall on this slide. And as I mentioned, tipping point is a factor. And on the left-hand side, you can see the organic trend micro net revenue. This includes the impact of exchange rate. This is yen-denominated, -4% year-on-year growth for net revenue, and 14% growth in terms of operating income. Looking at the tipping point column, cost is at 2.9 billion, and the net revenue was 1.3 billion. Pre-GAAP is 1.8. Now, pre-GAAP, there is a deferred revenue for Trend Micro, and also some of the amount is coming back from the deferred revenue balance. In terms of tipping point, the deferred balance is not reflected in the revenue yet after it moved from HP to Trend Micro. So we are still discussing whether or not to offset with a goodwill. And pre-GAAP, 2.8 billion, and cost is 2.9 billion. So pre-GAAP number is still slightly negative, but in this quarter, this will get closer to 4 billion. So -1.5 billion yen, this is the negative impact, but we expect this to shrink going forward. But there's amortization of goodwill. This will continue. So -25% operating income is due to these two negative factors. One will remain, one will continue. But overall, we expect a positive trend. And this is the net sales growth by region. And without the exchange rate impact, North America +21% because of tipping point contribution partly. And -5% in APAC. This is because of the joint venture in China, and we have not really included the revenue from China this year, which was included last year. So this is not an apple-to-apple comparison. So if we exclude this impact, actually the revenue is on the increase. So effectively, we are seeing growth in every region. This is the impact of the exchange rate. So this is the constant currency revenue growth. As you can see, the number is up. And the trend has been positive for a while. This is sales by segment. In the case of Japan, 0% growth. So this is flat growth, which is still amazing. And consumer revenue is declining. And as you can see, there is market shrinkage. Consumer versus enterprise. Enterprise is growing in every region, So similar pattern to the previous quarter. Consumer is shrinking, enterprise is growing, and the overall business is growing. Now, there was a 0% number shown on this slide, and there was again a decline. But overall trend has not really changed, as you can see. And in this quarter, we have seen a year-on-year growth of 13% on yen-denominated basis. And on dollar denominated basis, this is a 30%. So 30% growth without the exchange rate impact, which is close to the growth rate of the past. And this is the share by region, and this is pre-GAAP. I think pre-GAAP is probably easy to understand. A 54% growth in North America, and without the exchange rate impact, you can see a good number for Europe as well. And excluding the impact of China, this is actually positive. Consumer and enterprise, minus 9% for consumer on a pre-GAAP basis, and for enterprise, plus 28%. During this quarter, enterprise business was very strong. And Eva will explain this later, but there are multiple factors behind this. And we believe that we are in a very good position. This is the balance of deferred revenue. And these are some of the detailed numbers, cost. Yellow segment is increasing. This is salary and benefit, including tipping point acquisition. Pre-GAAP revenue is growing, and some of the remunerations are linked to pre-GAAP numbers, and that is also reflected here. And acquisition-related costs are shown at the bottom of the bar. Tipping point acquisition cost is also included in this number. This is pre-GAAP cost ratio, profit ratio. There's nothing to comment about the cash flow.
Here, I'd like to explain one point. In regard to the exchange rate for the fixed assets, it says 1.9 billion yen. At the same time, on the profits, we have 670 million yen. And this is because of the acquisition of the tipping point that was carried out from the head office in Japan. There was $210 million that was lent for the acquisition of tipping point by the U.S. company. And there was some hedging that was carried out. But at that time, it was at 113 yen to the dollar. And we hedged to 103 yen to the dollar. And so there was some losses generated. There's still some remaining here, so that if it is offset, then there's a valuation loss of 1.3 billion yen because of that loan. I don't think that this is a loss in real terms, because the repayment of the loan is 2 years ahead. And 2 years ahead, if it is the same exchange rate, then it would be a loss on a yen-denominated basis. But there may be a depreciation of the yen that takes place further, which will reduce the losses, which may bring it down to zero ultimately. Q2 highlights are as follows. For the enterprise business, we have seen growth overall. Eva will be explaining about this. It's not just the cloud business that's growing. And there is also the network security, the ATP, and cloud that is all growing. As for new customer acquisition, in the first quarter, we have seen acceleration. As for those are the highlights. And we believe that in the future, there are opportunities for further growth. And so we believe that this is quite a positive factor for us. And then there are lowlights as well. In the consumer revenues, there has been some decline. And already it has been explained that for the acquisition of tipping point, there was foreign exchange losses on part of the U.S. subsidiary. And also in regard to the pre-GAAP basis, there was a pre-GAAP revenue growth based compensation impacts. This is not a negative factor, but in the balance sheet, it will appear temporarily as a negative factor, so we have kept it in the low lights. Now, I talked about the quarter numbers, and here is the 6 months total numbers. I will skip those. Ultimately, our guidance. We have not changed our guidance currently. However, even so, there are two major changes. One, the exchange rate was 119 yen to the dollar and 130 yen to the euro, but there is some change here. And so therefore there are revisions that are necessary here. At the same time, another thing, in the first quarter we explained about this, that for the deferred revenues from HP and the offsetting of that with the goodwill, if we have this, then there will be some reduction in the net sales. And there's also the balance of the goodwill that will go down, so the depreciation will go down as well. But those two factors are not included in these numbers. The reason why is because, first of all, in the deferred revenues, it hasn't been fixed yet, and so therefore it's too early. And also for the exchange rates, this is still fluctuating. And so once a revision is made, we didn't want to do another revision again later. And so for the operating income, it's minus 10%. And so the income has not fluctuated that greatly. So we have temporarily kept this as is. And we'll determine later on whether there will be a revision that will be made or not. That's all for my explanation. And in the Q&A session, if further explanation is necessary, I will do so. Thank you very much for your attention.
Moving on to presentation by Eva Chen. Presentation has not been distributed today as printed material, but it will be available online as usual.